Hello, word nerds. Today's my birthday. Yeah. You know how old I am? You'll have to guess. You can send me a message in whatever form you want. All that information is in the episode description. Although if I said my age in the last year's episode, you could probably just do some math and figure it out. I don't remember if I said it. But anyway, yeah, today's my birthday. Yay. I'm going to be celebrating like 14 more of these throughout this podcast. So I'm going to be very old by the time this is done. It's a coincidence that my birthday's landing on this episode. I don't think there's anything special related to me in this episode at all. So, you know, it's just the way the words land. It's the end of page 145. Yay. Happy birthday to me. You know what your present to me could be is a lovely review and a share. That would be great. You know what I'm talking about. All right, let's talk about the words. The first word is bottom, second form, verb from 1520. Looks like it's transitive. Number one, to furnish with a bottom. Two, to provide a foundation for. Three, to bring to the bottom. Four, to get to the bottom of. Oh, and look, here are some intransitive definitions. My bad. Number one, to become based. Two, to reach the bottom. Three, to reach a point where a decline is halted or reversed, and that is usually used with the word out, as in the team bottomed out in last place. That's where I would be. Bottomer is a noun. Third form of bottom, adjective from 1561. One, of relating to or situated at the bottom, as in bottom rock. That should be the name of a rock genre style, bottom rock. Is that when you play the instruments with your butt? Number two, frequenting the bottom, as in bottom fish. Next we have bottom feeder, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1885. One, a fish that feeds at the bottom. Two, one that is of the lowest status or rank. Three, an opportunist who seeks quick profit, usually at the expense of others or from their misfortune. Bottom feeding is an adjective. Next is bottom fishing, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1975. The practice of making purchases, as of stocks, when prices appear to be at their lowest point. Well, you never know with stocks. Bottom fisher is a noun. Next is bottomland. This one was mentioned in the last episode. Noun from 1728. Low-lying land along a watercourse, often used in plural, as in the fertile bottomlands. Next is bottomless, adjective from the 14th century. One, having no bottom, as in a bottomless chair. Well, that is a very useless chair. 2a, extremely deep. 2b, impossible to comprehend. Synonym is unfathomable, as in a bottomless mystery. 2c, synonyms are boundless and unlimited. 3a, and this says it's from the absence of lower as well as upper garments. So we're talking about garments. Oh, and the synonym is just nude, as in bottom dancers. Yes, it's from, I probably should have read the etymology after. It's from the absence of lower as well as upper garments. I feel like there was a better way to say that, but maybe not. 3b, featuring nude entertainers. Bottomlessly is an adverb, and bottomlessness is a noun. Next is bottom line, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1972. One, concerned only with cost or profits. Number two, synonyms are pragmatic and realistic. Bottom liner is a noun. Bottom line is next. Noun from 1967. 1a, the essential or salient point. Synonym is crux, C-R-U-X. 1b, the primary or most important consideration. 2a, the line at the bottom of a financial report that shows the net profit or loss. 2b, financial considerations, as cost or profit or loss. 2C, the final result. Next is bottommost, one word, adjective from 1855. 1A, situated at the very bottom. Synonyms are lowest and deepest. Now we have 1B, synonym is last, as in the bottommost part of the day. What is that part? That is a quote from Alfred Kazin, or Kazan, something, K-A-Z-I-N. The bottommost part of the day. Well, is it midnight or noon or something in between? Now we have number 2, most basic, as in the bottommost problems facing the world. We have a lot of those. Next is bottom round, two words, noun from 1923. Meat as steak from the outer part of a round of beef. Next is bottoms up, or no, just bottom up. There's no S. Two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1976. Progressing upward from the lowest levels as of a stratified organization or system, as in bottom-up management. Next we have botulin, B-O-T-U-L-I-N. It is a noun from circa 1900, and we have the synonym botulinum toxin, which is coming up. But first, we just have botulinum, or could also be botulinus. It is a noun from 1902, a spore-forming bacterium that secretes botulinum toxin. Botulinal is an adjective, and it says this is from the Latin botulus, B-O-T-U-L-U-S, which means sausage, of all things. I feel like I have to look into more about why. The scientific name of this spore-forming bacterium is Clostridium botulinum, or botulinum. And here's botulinum toxin, noun from 1928, a neurotoxin formed by botulinum that causes botulism and that is injected in a purified form for therapeutic and cosmetic purposes as to treat blepharospasm. Oh, we had that word. You can go back a ways and hear me talk about that one. To treat blepharospasm and reduce wrinkles. Blepharospasms, I think, are the things where you get like a little twitch. Sometimes that happens in your eyelids. That happens. So they use botulinum toxin to work with that. Here we go with botulism, noun from 1887. An acute paralytic disease caused by botulinum toxin, especially in food. Now, just because they say that sometimes they use this in a therapeutic way does not mean that you should go, you know, ingesting this stuff. It's probably a very bad idea to do that. You should let a doctor take care of it. Okay, that is my PSA for the day. Next is boo-boo. I think it's boo-boo. B-O-U-B-O-U. Noun from 1961. A long flowing garment worn in parts of Africa. This is from a Malinke word. I think that's how it's pronounced. Maybe. And their word is boo-boo without the O's. So it's B-U-B-U. And then our last word for this episode is boucher. And let me make sure it doesn't go on to the next page. No, it does not. This one is spelled B-O-U-C-H-E-E with an accent over the first E. This is a noun from 1846, a small patty shell usually containing a creamed filling. Sounds great. This is a French word, boucher, literally means mouthful. So if you put the whole thing in your mouth, you will have a mouthful of it. Or maybe if the patty shell is the mouth and it's got creamed filling, then the shell has a mouthful of creamed filling. Maybe. This is from Latin bucca, which means cheek or mouth. So we had bottom, bottom feeder, bottom fishing, bottom land, bottomless, bottom line, bottom line, bottom most, bottom round, bottom up, botulin, botulinum, botulinum toxin, botulism, boo-boo, and boucher. Oh, what do I want to pick? Well, just because it's funny, I'm going to pick bottomless as the word of the episode. So thank you very much for listening. Feel free to wish me a happy birthday, or another birthday present you can give me is just to go help somebody out. Go be nice. Go make a donation somewhere to some place that needs it, because that's what we need all the time, but especially now. There are plenty of places, you know, Black Lives Matter, the ACLU, just to name two off the top of my head. All right, I am done. Thank you for listening. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.